about Dallas and make it hurt.
Welcome back to another episode of the King and Ragone Show on Believe Network and the Draft Network, presented by Sports Grill. I'm here at Bay 13 Brewery on Hall Humble Plaza in Coral Gables, two blocks from Miracle Mile. I'm with Lewis Headley and Kelly Griffin, the sales director of Bay 13 Brewery.
What's going on? Yeah. What's up, guys? Hey, let's cheers to start the show off.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.
A lot going on over here at Bay 13.
Yeah, we're drinking the Deadly Headley IPA.
The deadliest of Headleys.
Yeah, the first.
Going down the hatch.
Yeah, going down the hatch, the first few sips of it.
Delish.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, we're here for. We're going to talk about that. Let's get into some football, though, real quick. Let's talk about, you know, the season, how it went for you.
I think overall, you know, the start of the season was, you know, disappointing, which everyone would agree on. You know, a few games didn't go our way, but I think we finished really strong, and it was great to see Tyler sort of come out of his shell and, you know, show everyone, you know, why he's going to be the QB1 here for the next, you know, 2 or 3 years.
100%, man. Good QB. Absolutely love him. And, I mean, we had a lot of guys really emerge, like Rooster. Rooster is a dog now.
Yeah. I think, you know, all the freshmen, you know, this is Rooster's second year, but, you know, you see James Williams,
Cam Kitchens. You know, LT. That kid's good, man.
I mean, I think, you know, great things coming here. I think next year is going to be really big.
100%.
And let's not forget about Ryan, man. And you had some big plays at the end of the season there, huh?
Yeah, I had a few.
Let's go.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, you know, this upcoming season. You know, take it in the spring and just build on it. You know, obviously we're still waiting, just like everybody else, to see exactly where this, you know, where this university, where this program's going. You know, I know what I want from it. I'm sure, you know, you want some things from it, where we want to see it go, and, you know, what we want to see the decisions made. We have our own personal opinions, just like, you know, everybody else. But, you know, we're still waiting. And I think, you know, once that's finalized and once that's done, we'll really be able to start, all right, let's, you know, let's start building, let's start doing what we need to do to take that next step. But I mean, this weekend, depending on, you know, I guess some games or whatever, we'll find out where we're going in the bowl game.
Yeah, I think we find out Sunday which, you know, bowl we get. I think there's a few, you know, I think it's rather going to be the El Paso Bowl or, you know, the New York Bowl is what the top two contenders right now. But,
or, you know, I guess San Diego, I think.
San Diego.
It's one of those three, I think.
Yeah, Boston, D.C. So we'll see anywhere. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll find out Sunday. So pretty excited to find out where I'll be kicking footballs.
Yeah. And, I mean, speaking on that, I mean, we saw that you were a semifinalist for the Ray Guy, you know, again, you were a finalist last year and you ended up being what, top three, I think it was?
Yeah. So last year I ended up in the finalist top three. This year, you know, I made it to the top 10, which is, you know, another really successful year for myself and, you know, mainly the punt team running down there.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that, you know, have to tackle and make plays and get the stoppages. So props to the team, Coach Packy, Coach Coulter, who obviously scheme everything up. We've got a really good thing going here at Miami. So, yeah, really, really excited.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we did pretty well. And obviously, you know, there were some things that, like punts, you know, being returned for a little bit more and all that stuff, that obviously hurts, you know, to get into the Ray Guy finalists. But I think overall, you know, grand scheme of things, I mean, our standards are so high just because, I mean, last year you were a finalist and we set the record for the NCAA of punt with you and our punt coverage team, that our standards are so high that we still don't see that. You know what? We still had a pretty good year at it.
Yeah, that's it. I think after the year we had last year, even making, you know, the top 10,
yeah,
and not making it to the finalists, I think everyone looked at it as like a disappointing thing. But overall, you know, we still finish, you know, top five, top six, you know, punting in the country, which, you know, is a huge turnaround from what we were, you know, 3 years ago here at the university. So, you know, it was another great year and, you know, super pumped for the boys that, you know, were all a part of it.
Of course, of course. But while we're waiting, you know, this Sunday, Louis Headley will be having the Deadly Headley IPA release party benefiting Touching Miami with Love and the Brian Pata Foundation. And I mean, it's, you know, it's a great event, right? I mean, we'll also be having some things. Obviously, you know, you can't make money off of NIL and things like that. But, you know, teaming up with, you know, Bay 13 and Kelly and things like that, you know, could help, you know, still help the community.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, NIL has been pretty wild this year. It kind of, it's hard for the international students to make money and profit. You know, we're here on a study visa, so we can't legally make money. But Kelly, who's a sales director here at Bay 13, reached out to me and, you know, he had some good ideas. He talked about, you know, launching a beer for myself and just kind of, you know, with the money that, you know, with part of the money that gets profited from the beer goes to, you know, a charity foundation. And he kind of let me choose, you know, one of the charities, and I wanted to go keep it in-house, you know, with the Brian Patter Foundation. And, you know, we spoke about that and we kind of just got everything finalized, you know, in regards to that. So, I mean, now I'll turn it over to Kelly now just to talk about Bay 13, the launch party happening. There's also a one-year anniversary barbecue that's happening before the launch party, but I'll let him get into the details now and he can briefly talk about it
all. Yeah, how did you even, you know, what made you think to – you know what, let me hit up Louis. Bay 13, it's an Australian.
Yeah, we're an Australian brew pub. So, yeah. I mean, Lou was probably the best person I could hit up. I knew he was the punter from down under, the Aussie. So, the figured girth, that we could do a girth beer from Perth. Yeah. But all the credit to Lou, because he was the one with the idea to do the charity foundation and donate to Brian Patta. We went through all the channels and the avenues to get it approved through UM. We're super excited to do his beer release party. Before the beer release party, we're actually doing our 1 year anniversary party. That's going to be a barbecue from 12 to 5. And we're going to have a barbecue. We're going to have beers, obviously, outside. And that's going to be a $50 per person for a 2 hour all you can eat barbecue. Those tickets can be purchased online. It's under bay13turns1.eventbrite.com. So that'll be happening before the release party for his beer. Obviously, everyone's invited to come out, spend a day with the family outside on our beautiful patio. We got a great patio space, tables out there, some lounge space. So again, if anyone wants to come before the release party, and then the release party will start at 8 p.m. We've got a lot planned. We're going to have autographs by Lou Hidley himself. You'll be the first to taste the Deadly Headley IPA, which will be a hazy IPA. It's about 8% alcohol content. So a few of those, you can knock them back and then you may you may feel it with Lou. But we'll be hanging out, do a raffle. And again, all the proceeds will benefit the Brian Patta Foundation and Touching Miami with Love Ministry. So every pint that we sell, we'll give a dollar back to the community.
Let's go.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I mean, for those that haven't been to the Bay 13 Brewery.
It's beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. The location, the patio.
Patio by the fountain.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. It's really one of my favorite locations in all of Miami.
Yeah,
I'm talking, sure. You know, no anything, not just breweries. I mean, this is a perfect location, a perfect spot to just come hang out and chill with your friends, grab a beer. I mean, it's absolute elite.
You know? Most breweries, it's, you know, it's all about the beer, but we also got a full liquor bar. Mm-hmm. We've got a full kitchen, and then we've got one of the largest Australian wine lists in the country as well. So it's a little bit something for everyone out there, you know.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I mean, it's a great, great place. Y'all absolutely have to come check it out. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, I really, really mean it. And really, I wanted to ask you, I mean, how did Bay 13, like, come about? How long has it been open? Well, obviously the year release, yeah. But how did it come about? How long have you been working here? How did get, you know, started here?
I've been here for 6 months. Our owners are Australian. They're originally from Melbourne. They own another concept on Geraldo. It's called Threefold Cafe. So they've done really well with that concept. That's a Melbourneian style cafe with coffee, breakfast items. And then they had the idea to do a brewery. And I think we've done really well with our location, considering the circumstances with COVID and everything. And we're starting to emerge from the pandemic. Everyone's doing holiday parties this time of year. Everyone's replanning their weddings. We've got the beautiful Hyatt Regency right across the street from us. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton going on. It's one of the best places I've ever worked for. Absolutely love coming to work every day, planning events like this and hanging out with stars, college athletes, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I love you know, I've been to a few breweries before, you know, obviously, even back home in Houston, but this one here was, you know, it's different. I mean, we get along so well. The people that work here, I mean, it really is. They treat you like family. And I mean, you come in here, you could be by yourself and you end up talking to Kelly and everybody that works here for hours, just hanging out, and like, you'll lose track of time. And it's really one of those places. It's an absolute great place.
Thank you.
Yeah. Louis, I wanted to get your thoughts, you know, on the whole event and, you know, what you think of it and honestly how cool it is for you to get a beer named after you.
Yeah, I think it's obviously pretty cool. I personally really like beer.
So yeah, I think I know.
Close to my heart. But yeah, I'm super excited for the event Sunday. It's not obviously going to be myself down here. I mean, there's going to be a few of the Miami lads down here. So, if, you know, if you're in the area, you want to come, you know, chit chat with a few Miami players, there's going to be a lot of us here. And I mean, it's going to be a great event. Like Kelly said, it starts at 8:00. But if you want to come, you know, down during the day, we've got that barbecue cranking here as well for the 1 year anniversary. So I think the whole Sunday here at Bay 13 is going to be, you know, a pretty good day and night. So, amen, you know, super that. Excited.
And it's a free event too. And anyone's welcome to come by.
Yeah.
Again, we will be doing the autograph session as well with Lou. And again, if you buy a beer, a dollar will go to the Brian Pata Foundation and Touching Miami.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'll be here. I'll definitely be here for the barbecue. I'll definitely. That's me. That's.
I think this is where we will be parking all day.
Yeah, all day. This is gonna be our spot. You know, I'm gonna be parked right up front.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to Uber here actually. You know, because. Them deadly headlies, you know, they'll eventually get some.
8% will kick.
Yeah, we'll watch some football together too.
Yep. Yeah. Hey,
no doubt.
Football Sunday, but no. You know, I'm a barbecue person. You know, I'm from Texas.
Oh, yeah, don't get Rigoni style. Yeah,
don't get started now. My dad.
Should we talk about the menu?
Let's talk about the menu. Let's see what you got.
The jerk turkey legs.
Okay.
We got the chorizo sausage, and we've got the St. Louis style ribs. Then that'll come with side dishes as well.
Man, the St. Louis style ribs. I'm looking forward to those. Chorizo sausage, the turkey legs, jerk style turkey legs. I'm a big barbecue connoisseur. You know, back home in Houston, my dad actually, he's a meat salesman. He, you know, sells meat, works for a meat distribution company. It's actually located, like the headquarters located here in Coral Gables. Colorado Box Beef is what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place. Yeah, and I mean, I used to go work with my dad all the time. You know, he'd drive a truck and, you know, we'd go to all these different barbecue spots. So I'm going to be judging pretty hard on this barbecue.
I mean, I feel like the best barbecue I've had is from Texas.
Yeah, so amen to that.
The bar's pretty high.
Mm-hmm. That it is. But no, this beer right here that I'm tasting, I mean, it's absolutely so good.
Deadly Headley's going down pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's got a little sweet aftertang to it afterwards. But for an 8% beer, it's delicious.
Absolutely
excited delicious. For everyone to try it out.
Yeah, so make sure y'all come out this Sunday. It's gonna be a great time. We'll all be here. A bunch of the Miami Hurricanes will be here. We'll know where we're going for the bowl game. We're gonna have some barbecue. You get to hang out and meet the, you know, people that work here. Absolutely great people. You know, you'll get to check out a nice scenery at Bay 13. It's gonna be a great time. So I mean, I just want to thank y'all for joining in, Kelly. You know, Lou. You know, thank y'all for joining me on this. I can't wait to see it this Sunday. But if y'all want to go ahead and, you know, say y'all's last things, this is one thing that we do on the show. And I'll go ahead and ask Kelly, because I've asked Lou before.
Yeah.
There's one thing we always ask our guests. If there's one thing you could, just any sense of advice you could tell somebody, it could be about anything in life at all. One thing of advice you could give to someone, what would it be?
You really have to find something that you truly love doing, because then you'll never actually work. You'll always just come to your job and you'll love it and you'll never actually have to work. It's a career choice. And I finally found a place that I really love working at with the people that I work with and the people that I meet. I feel like it's just part of my life now, and it's not even really a hard job or anything, you know. So find something you really love doing, whether that be football or teaching or whatever. And if you don't love doing something, and if you're stuck in a job that you hate, you need to figure out what you want to do, because you only have so much time, you know, on this earth. So
And that's actually, yeah, that's right. A real
good. And that's speaking the truth, because every time I walk into this place, Kelly's got a smile on his face from
ear to ear.
He's loving every second of you. So he's definitely found that job. So that's cool.
Amen to that. But man, thank y'all so much, you know, for allowing me to come here and talking to y'all. I'm so excited for this Sunday. Everybody that's listening in, I really hope y'all join us. We're going to be, you know, we'll be out here. Y'all come, you know, take a look. We'll be out here frequently at Bay 13 Brewery.
And just before we go, there will be cans, right? There'll be cans you can take home, limited edition Deadly Headley cans. So if you're down here, you can take some take homes now.
We got t-shirts, we got cans.
T-shirts, I'd say
crowlers.
Your pool room could be looking pretty nice.
Oh, okay.
Put some Deadly Headleys up there.
So. All right. I like that. I'm going to have to bring a few. Bring a few home.
No doubt.
Thank y'all again.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep. Thank y'all for joining in this episode of the King Rigoni Show. We'll see y'all next time.
See ya.